Resistance. Movement. Radio. Woman's Movement. Radio. Welcome to Woman's Movement Radio Show. I'm your host, Janae Eisenstrauss. I would like to thank all of you for tuning in and listening to our show today. As always, I will be speaking to women all over the world about their business, love, and lifestyle, bringing you inspiration, motivation, by always aspiring to keep you informed, inspired, and incredibly successful. We have a great show planned for all of you today. When we return, we will be talking about powerful women. Are you a woman who is serious about starting an online business that will allow you to create sustainable wealth and growth? Well, we've done the research. Let us introduce you to some of the best business professionals that have researched numerous business concepts and provide you with great free advice for developing a sustainable business online. Visit us at womensbusinesssourceonline.com. As I mentioned before the break, today's topic is about powerful women. I came across an article today in the Global Mail by Leah Eichler titled, "Can You Be Feminine and in a Power Position?" What's interesting about what Leah examined in the study from Rice University in Houston, Texas, it came out last week showing that women were twice as likely to use emoticons that were increasingly one of the most common ways to communicate, texting. Now, she brushed it off as useless trivia, but then she started recognizing other habits that women, including myself and probably many of you listening, use when communicating digitally, such as examples using multiple exclamation marks and closing off emails with overly touching language. There appears to be a need to go to great lengths to ensure that we come across softly, even in a professional setting. If language is power, then what do these smiley faces say about us? To be uninitiated, they may scream of insecurity, but I'm starting to think otherwise. Power plays in business or in politics often involve cues such as cutting someone off mid-sentence or offering an encouraging nod. But they also rely on fostering influence through carefully developed relationships. And sometimes it may only take a smiley face to win over an ally. Still, advancing in the business world as a woman requires some careful maneuvering, and women who take charge in ways deemed to be masculine may come across as competent, but they're often disliked. And this dilemma is referred to as a double bind. The good news is that while the definition of femininity remains the same, the understanding of what it means to be powerful appears to be evolving. In business, most people define natural feminine traits as being receptive and nurturing, but feminine traits should not be mistaken for passivity. Women are more likely to demonstrate skills of empathy, collaboration, diplomacy, and a deep sense of how systems and people interconnect in an organization. Together, such traits create a powerful force. While girls may be taught to refrain from power in the traditional sense, because it comes with the label of being bossy or pushy, they could be taught other forms of subtle influence that could include how to exercise relational power, where others accept your decision because they trust and admire you. Still, reconciling power with femininity in the workplace remains an uphill battle. Recently, a report published in January called Women and the Paradox of Power uncovered a list of external barriers such as cultural stereotypes and internal ones such as the lack of confidence that kept women from exercising more influence. The study's co-author, Anne Pershall, president of Germain Consulting in Worcester, Massachusetts, said, "The archetype of femininity appears to be alive and well. While femininity may still mean exercising empathy, being emotionally attuned, and making decisions and connections." Dr. Pershall also believes that the business world is beginning to value these attributes more, but the social expectations about how women should behave in business and what it takes to succeed continue to be a work in progress. At Yale University, they recently also did a study last year that to advance in the workforce, women must know when to turn off and on masculine traits. in my opinion, that requires a careful balancing act, and very few things are actually gender neutral. Since power has been viewed as masculine for so long, it is challenging for us to break from the historical understanding of the term, despite our best efforts, and objective understanding that women can be both feminine and powerful. And many researchers may say in the business world that we're becoming more accepting of a broader set of masculine and feminine behaviors as part of a successful leadership paradigm. But we still feel progress is limited until more role models appear in this. For me, the issue is less about femininity and more about whether people can see women in powerful positions. Feminine or not, many female leaders believe and need to act like themselves and not to try to put on such a strong persona in the workplace to change conventional views. I hope that you ladies felt that this was something tough for you to think about. Now, let's get started with our show. On today's show, we have Dalia Passy. She is the founder and CEO of Women Certified. When we return, we will have a nice little chit-chat with Dalia about her business, love, and lifestyle. Life Masters Now Success Coaching was designed to provide you with the necessary resources for you to master your life right now. We can show you how to make transformational changes in your life and business. Let us teach you how to move forward in progression, prosperity, and power. Visit us at lifemastersnow.com. And we're back now. I am so excited to introduce our guest, Dalia Passy. As I stated before, she is the founder and CEO of Women Certified, which is the voice of the female consumer. Dalia is also the nation's leading authority on building sales and loyalty among women and the nation's leading female consumer advocate. Recently, she has launched the Women's Choice Awards, which allows consumers to identify businesses that are meeting the needs and expectations of the female consumer. Hi, Dalia. How are you today?
Hello. I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you? And congratulations on this phenomenal show.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to finally have the opportunity to talk to you again. How are things down in Florida?
Today's sunny, so we're okay.
Great. It's much nicer than it is up here in Canada, which is cold. We're preparing for winter. Well, let's get down to business. Let's talk a little business, love, and lifestyle. What is going on, and what inspired you to start Women Certified?
It seems like it's a culmination of everything that I've done. So it's amazing how your life kind of takes this journey, and you take detours along the way, and find yourself in careers you never thought you'd be doing. And honestly, if somebody told me that I'd be dedicating myself to women my entire adult life, I'd probably say, what does that mean, and why would I do that? But it just seemed to work for me. Back in 97, I had started with working Mother Magazine after having a successful career at Xerox and then a custom publishing company. I started consulting for Working Mother Magazine. I was a mother with three single I was a single mother with three girls. So I guess estrogen has always been around and surrounds me, I should say. And then I fell in love with the concept of helping other women. We were all about empowering women in those publications. And then I just was so impassioned by it. And I'll share with our listeners later how I turned my passion into a successful career. But, because I always feel you have to have a lot of passion in your job. But I guess it showed, and it amounted to a lot of incremental revenue for the company. And so they asked me to be the publisher. And so I became the publisher, and then quickly I became the group publisher of both Working Mother and Working Woman magazine, like a couple years later. And so you could see that my passion spread. It wasn't just helping moms and working moms. It was about helping women start businesses and working with corporations to help empower women and to hire more women business owners. And so my whole, being revolved around being passionate and sharing that passion about the women's market to corporations. And then we sold that company in 2001. And I started this company, which is a Women Certified is a research and training and communications company. It started with the idea that I was going to go out and help corporations on my own as a consultant, be a strategist for them on how to really build loyalty among women. What is it going to take to gain her confidence, her trust, her loyalty, and convert that into dollars and recommendations? And so I started as a consultant. We started doing a lot of training. It sparked the idea for me to write a book, and I wrote a book called Winning the Toughest Customer, yep. The Essential Guide to Selling to Women. Again, it's Winning the Toughest Customer. If you were to go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you could buy my book there, but you probably wouldn't because it's now it costs $423 to buy my book today online. Could you imagine how crazy? I don't know where that came from, but somebody called my office and said, I've never seen a book so expensive. You must be amazing. I said, yes, you're absolutely. It's because I'm amazing. I think it's because they ran out of stock again. So if anyone's interested, just call Women Certified and we'll be happy to get you the book on CD. And you know, you can go to womencertified.com or just call us at 954-922-0846.
And ladies, we can actually post that on the website after the show.
Wonderful. So that's a book on how to better sell to women. And it needs to be a must read because when you meet the needs of women, you exceed those of men. And that we've proven that with the Wharton School of Business, where we co-sponsored or authored a study on gender communications and what drives customer satisfaction based on male versus female experiences. So we know that women need a little different process, a different communication, appreciation of our communication, preferences and so my whole book empowers people who want to better market and sell to women to understand what truly it takes when you're speaking to her, when you're trying to engage her, when you're trying to let her understand the values and benefits of your products and services, and then how to convert her to a loyal customer. There are 7 very, very specific steps. So that became a big part of my business for several years, the training and walk, going around the country talking about my book and lots of keynotes. And then I realized what I truly, truly, truly want to do is I want to help women make smart choices. So I spent for so many years helping businesses learn how to deliver a great customer experience to her. But you know, not everybody does it right, and not everybody treats us well.
And you're 100% right about that. That's so true.
Yeah, and you know, we deserve to be treated really well, and we deserve the best. You know, we work really hard for our money. You know, we're very careful how we spend our dollars. We deserve that treatment, and the companies that treat us well deserve our business.
For sure.
And so, you know, I said, well, how do I know who I can trust? And you know, you start asking women, don't you, when you go to buy something, don't you ask your friends and family, well, what do you think about this brand? Have you ever tried this? Have you ever stayed at a Westin? Have you ever gone there? You know, we ask a lot of questions before we make an investment, correct?
Yep, for sure.
And so, but how do we bottle that? So let's say you need to go to a hospital. Let's say you're going to have a baby and you want to pick a hospital. You know, today more and more patients and customers are picking their hospitals before they choose a doctor. So let's say you want to do that and you got it. Where do you go? You ask your doctor, but your doctor's not really, they're very biased because they're affiliated with a hospital. So you don't know if you're getting the real scoop there. Then you start asking friends and, you know, you might get one opinion, two opinions, but can I really, really trust that hospital? You know, so who do they turn to? Nobody. So where do they may go online and try to find it through social media. They may try to go in it, but they really can't find it. So what we did was we created the Women's Choice Awards. The Women's Choice Award is the collective recommendation of hundreds or thousands or sometimes millions of women when it comes to brands. And so we go out to women communities and said, you know, which is the most trusted hospital in America? Which is the most trusted hospital in your community? And it's through this research, we're able to do things like have the America's Best Hospitals, or we have, you know, the America's Best in Obstetrics. These, and they have the seal. They have the seal because hundreds and hundreds of women in their community have said that they are the one that they would recommend the most. How fabulous. So whether you're buying, you know, a dishwasher, or whether you're buying a car, or whether you're choosing a hospital, you know, or choosing which pharmacy to go to, or it doesn't matter if they carry the Women's Choice Award, you know that women in your community have rated them as the one that they would most recommend if you were sitting across the table from them having a cup of coffee and asking them.
And it's such a, I found you online as well, and I just think it's such a fabulous idea that women consumers can have a voice or even have the opportunity to come to a website where they can find out all of that information.
Right, yeah, and you know what? They can come to our website, obviously, to look for the businesses, and we even have a map where you can go onto your state and see who's there. But most importantly is you want, when you see the seal, know that it wasn't some money-making company trying to just, you know, get some dollars. No, because you have a lot of magazines out there that do awards, and half of them are bogus. It's based on how much advertising dollars they spend and things like that. No, no, people cannot earn our award unless 9 out of 10 women. Now, that's a tough benchmark. 9 out of 10 women we survey say that they would recommend that brand.
Wow.
So just to give you a sense, if I was focused on the profits, the bottom line, if I was a public company and I had shareholders who didn't really care about the integrity of the business, but they cared only about the bottom line, I couldn't be in business. And you want to know why? It's because I have companies coming to me waving big checks in my face, national brands that all of you know.
Yep.
And when we go out to survey their customers, and we get an 80% or 78% recommendation rating. And I go back to them and I said, I'm sorry, you're not there yet. You don't have over 85% of women, over 85% of women have to say that they would highly recommend you. If you can't say that, okay, we can't say 9 out of 10 women, round it off, then they can't qualify. And so we're growing, you know, in a way that's honoring these phenomenal businesses that are doing great jobs for women and working toward earning your trust and loyalty. And at the end of the day, I'm not growing as fast as I'd like to, because why? Because I have to turn away probably about, you know, 60% of the businesses that come through my door.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the right thing to do, because who do I represent? I represent you, the women who are listening to this. I represent the men who are listening
to
this.
Well, and I think also
I represent people.
You bring a high level of integrity, and I think that's more beneficial than just having a bunch of people on a network that you don't know which companies to align yourself with.
Exactly. We truly, when I tell you, we're all about integrity. I've had companies who borderline at, you know, 84% recommendation, and I've had to say no to them because I made a promise that over 85% of women in the community would highly recommend, and so that's not good enough. You had to draw the line, and you have to be very firm about the integrity of your brand. And that's what our brand means, that women can trust when they see the seal. And if you have a brand, and now talking to the women in this market, you might own a business. You may want the Women's Choice Award for your business. Fabulous. Please contact us. And we'll send you out a survey. We'll send you out a survey that you could send out to your customers, or we survey them, and we do it by phone, we do it by email. And we'll see if you qualify. So call us. Let's see if you deserve the seal. And if you're a consumer and you don't have a business, but you want, maybe there's a company that deserves that seal that you say, my God, they deliver amazing, you know, customer experience. I have a spa. I have a doctor. I have a dentist. I have a car dealership. you know, let us know about it. Come and rave about them on our site and send us an email at info@womencertified.com and say, you know what, Delia, check this business out. They're great. We're about helping you identify good businesses, and through them, carrying the seal, we're helping all women.
Great. Well, Delia, what are your goals right now in your business? Because I know that you've had all of this phenomenal success, and I know that you've been featured in multiple places right now. So what are your future goals for Women Certified?
Oh, my God, we're just scratching the surface.
I know.
You know what? I'm going to tell you two things. One is, two different areas. One is for the consumer. I want to be the most trusted brand and resource for women. So when women see, when women see the Women's Choice Award, they absolutely know that women have rated them. And, you know, there's others out there like the Angie's List and stuff. You can go on and maybe find 4 recommendations or 5 recommendations. No, that's not what we're about. You need to have a minimum 100, okay? No matter what size, you need a minimum of 100 women surveyed that respond to our surveys, and 9 out of 10. So we're talking about 100 plus. I have some companies like Jewelry Television that just got our award, the Women's Choice Award. They had, when we did our survey, they got almost 4,000 respondents.
Wow.
In one day responded to our survey, and they got a 96% recommendation rating. So absolutely, people like, you know, Jewelry Television, Restonic, which is an amazing mattress brand. Who knew about Restonic? Mm-hmm. Restonic comes to me and says, we have the best customer service, the best product. We went out to their customers. They have thousands and thousands of customers, and they got a 96% recommendation rating. I mean, these are the type of companies that we love, the ones that may be a little under your radar, but they deserve it because they work so much harder, because sometimes the big brands can't give you the customer experience you want because they're driven by those shareholders.
And that's exactly it. And I know that you can definitely appreciate this. That's partially why I think a lot of business owners now, especially the ones that have business experience, are trying to retain all of the power in their business. Power may not be the right word, but they're wanting not to have to, for those of us that are incorporated, you don't want to have shareholders, because at the end of the day, then you start pleasing the shareholder and it shifts it off of what you really originally started your business on, which was catering to the client or to the people.
You know, I do recommend having advisory boards. I think those are great. You know, people who won't, basically what you want is once you go public, let's
yeah.
say, or if you have a lot of investors, you know, you have to be accountable.
Yeah.
And we do. I'm fortunate. I have, I have about 8 investors right now who see the vision of where we're going. And I am looking for, going out there. We're going to raise money to do the next phase of our business, which I'll tell you about in a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we are looking for that. I would love, love, love to have female investors. So I'm going to put that out there. You know, they say put it out in the universe. I'd love to have women involved in my business. I'd love to have female investors. I only have 1 female investor. So I'd love a lot more. But the point is that, you know, you do want to have people who, but I'm also selective. I'm not going to have an investor who comes in and goes, Here's $25,000, but this is what I expect to hear the return. But what do you mean you're turning down, you know, these big companies? What do you mean you're saying no? I won't have that. So you got to be selective of the people who you bring in into your world, you know, your business. And so when we talk about, you know, the vision of my company, I definitely want women to see us and believe in us and trust us, because that's what we do every single day. We're about the female consumer. And then on a business end, you know, my vision is to build the largest membership group for women in the country. For the first time in history, I want us to leverage our buying power, okay? I want us as a group to get what we deserve. We are the largest consumer group in the world, and yet we don't leverage this.
Yep.
And so we're putting together a membership club. So by the way, please, please, if you're listening today, go on to womencertified.com. And remember, that's WOOMEN and then certified, womencertified.com. And sign up for our Join the Million. So you're part of our launch to be a million strong. but we're going to be way beyond a million strong. We're going to be million strong. And these women will join a membership group, and there will be a paid part of that, but that's going to be because you're going to get stuff that you can't even imagine. And that's because of your buying power. And so we're in the process of doing that. And actually, that's why we're raising some additional funds, because we're going to go out there and really start marketing this to women as a solution to give them, to empower them to have great deals and services.
And Delia, you're just a ball of energy. You know, I know the listeners, the women that are listening to this, are just so fired up. You know, one of the questions that I did want to ask you is that, what advice would you give to a woman who wants to start a business? And just from a general perspective, what advice would you give her? Because obviously you're a woman who's powerful, who's completely changed her life. So what would you tell to all the women listening on how would they go about starting a business? What would be your one word of advice?
Really, really, really think it through.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't just one day wake up and go, I hate my job. Okay. Here I am. The next day you put a shingle out there. Okay. Doesn't work that way. You've got to be very smart about how you start a business. So if you want to own a business, you know, look at different options. Maybe it's buying a franchise. You know what I mean? Maybe, you know, look at franchises, and then just don't say, oh, I love getting massages, so I'm going to go ahead and buy a massage fan. No, it's, you know, you got to look at the business, you got to understand, and then you've got to interview and talk to multiple business owners around the country to see what's creating that success for them. Okay. And then see if you're prepared to do that. It may be the hours, it may be the financial investment, whatever. That's one thing. Then, of course, there's always the multi-level marketing businesses. Those could be lucrative, but you have to be able to sustain yourself or start small or not be dependent on that income, because it could take months or years to build a successful, you know, multi-level marketing company. The other thing you want to do, if you want to own your own company, you might have a passion. You may see a need. You know, you may identify an area that is a need, and that's what I did, okay, with Women Certified.
It shines through. That's what I was just about to say. It completely shines through. And ladies, you hear how passionate Delia is? This is what happens when you get women together that are in love with what they do. They cannot hide. They cannot deny their passion. It is in their very essence.
If you have a passion for something, you might be a skier and you're passionate about skiing. You want to turn that into a business. You know, you could have grandiose ideas to, you know, own a resort and or maybe start a new ski line. You know, great, but, you know, and go for it. But here's the thing is, remember a couple things. It always takes longer than you think.
Yep.
Okay. So if you're thinking, wow, in 2 years from now, I'll be sitting pretty, make that 4 years,
right.
Make that 6 years. And then like most of us, the recession hit us and oh my goodness, now let's add another 4 years on top of that. Okay. You know, and it always takes more money.
And that's just the reality, because once you start the process of creativity, you're just like, oh, well, I kind of, and not even just being creative, you could add this. It's also, oh, I didn't even take that into consideration, because you were probably not even in the know that you had to have something, whether it be a licensing or you needed to build another component to your business or add another component before you could even establish originally what you had set out to start.
So one of the things you need to do, which you've heard before, if you're in business or thinking about being in business, you've heard this before. Okay. It's do a business plan. I find them painful. Okay. Rather give birth to a fourth kid, you know, but I find them painful. But I will tell you that it is amazing what happens when you start putting a plan together, because then you look down at that piece of paper and go, wow, it's going to take a lot for me to get there. A lot more money than I thought to get there. It's going to take a lot more resources to get there. You know, you do the numbers around it, you get realistic, and then you take it to people who might be business owners that have had businesses for a while. Maybe they're in your business, maybe a related business, you know, or just smart business people. And you ask them, how doable is this? Where do you see the challenges? Where do you think I'm going to hit up and, you know, come up against? And then know your competition. You know, people go into things thinking there's a need, and then they find 14 other people doing it. I always say you're typically not alone. Okay, you might think you have this brilliant idea And then you find out that there are 14 other people who have patent pendings on it. You know what I mean? So you really need to know your market. So before you leave your job, okay, before you walk away from your benefits, before you do any of that stuff, one, make sure you have a full economic, you know, you're fully prepared to go potentially years, okay, without enough income to support the lifestyle that you're living in. Unless you have a resource for investments. But if you're going to get investments, investments go very fast. You know, we tend to make all our mistakes in the beginning. You know, it'd be easy to go right through that money pretty quickly and then go, oh, no, I'm nowhere near where I got to go. You know, that's why. And then, of course, and there's another thing, and then we'll move on. But it's hire slow and fire fast.
Yep.
Okay. Women tend to be very relationship oriented. We tend to feel bad for people. We worry. We hired them. You know, they may have, you know, but in the meantime, they're not going to help you get where you need to go.
No, it's just the real.
And so they're going to be your downfall. Sure. Okay. So you need to hire slow and you need to fire.
Well, Dahlia, I was going to say, we only have a few minutes left in our show, but I wanted to ask you, where is Dahlia now as the woman Dahlia? How is your business now that you've been in business for quite some time? How has it affected your mind, health, and wealth? You know,
I work harder at being healthy because I have to be, because I know that I'm years away from fulfilling my goal of being the, you know, of seeing the business where I needed to go. That means more energy than I've ever needed. You know, working in a business, you need tremendous energy. So I spend more time on my health. I'm also a breast cancer survivor.
Oh, wow.
So I really, it's been 10 years in January. So I really encourage people to take a step back. I didn't at 42, you know what I mean? I didn't at 42 think about it. But women need to do that more. They need to really focus on detoxing, being healthy, eating well, exercising, all the things you hear but you never do. You know what I mean? The things you hear but you put off. And for those who get it, you know, God bless you. Thank God. For those who don't, make, you know, 2013 the year you're going to get healthy. That's one thing. And then the other thing, as a person, I give gratitude a lot. I'm so grateful for everybody who comes into my life. I'm so grateful for you today. I'm so grateful for my listeners. I'm grateful for the people who are surrounding me, who support me, that my team, my employees, my children, my grandson. I'm so grateful. And that has been a real change in my life, because it's only been the last couple of years where I sit back every night and I take time to reflect every day on all my blessings. And I always felt too busy to do anything. And I realized, you're never too busy to give gratitude. That's where I am today.
Well, Dahlia, I have to tell you, it has been a pleasure. And thank you so much for being on Women's Movement Radio Show today. Any last words?
I want to think of us all as one big family. And I'd love to see women helping women more. So while I'm doing it in my own way, and I hope you join me at womencertified.com, and please email me anytime at info@womencertified.com. It actually comes to me. But all I'd say is reach out every day if you can and think about a woman you could help.
For sure. Thank you so much, Dahlia.
Thank you. And thank you for having me, and thank you for every listener today.
Mom's Movement Radio Show on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. with me, your host, Janae Eisenstrauss, where we will talk to moms all around the world about business, love, and lifestyle. Join us and be a part of a movement of moms who are changing their lives by force. I'm so thankful we had the wonderful opportunity to speak with Dahlia. Here's a woman who has created a wonderful platform for women to make necessary decisions and who's established an amazing business for herself. Thank you, Dahlia, for gracing us with your presence. But before I leave you this week, ladies, I wanted to share a poem with all of you by Avis Pope. It's called A Powerful Woman. A powerful woman is a true lady who's honest and loyal. She's a woman of integrity and given the highest respect of royal. A powerful woman is a virtuous woman whose steps are guided by God's light. She is connected to the Most High through daily prayers that lead to the night. A powerful woman is someone you can rely on, and she supports her king. She will make sacrifices for anyone she loves and will bring you under her wing. When a powerful woman walks into a room, she is noticed as they stare. A strong man admires a powerful woman and recognizes that she is rare. A powerful woman proudly wears her invisible crown. She is not envious of other powerful women, so you never see a jealous frown. A powerful woman shows compassion for people in need. She will gladly offer her assistance because she wants you to succeed. I hope this poem makes you think about how we as women are powerful enough to be who we are, embracing all our attributes of our nature. I would like to thank all of you ladies for listening to Women's Movement Radio Show today. I'm your host, Janae Azen-Strauss. Join me next week here on Tuesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WMRN. Lastly, ladies, please know, be informed, be inspired, be incredibly successful. Girls, we run this mother.
Check, come at the neck, disrespect.
listening to WMRN.